The actor David McCollum died this week at the age of 90. He left behind a distinctive and surprising legacy, as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
When David McCollum, a Scottish-born actor, was cast as a sexy blonde Russian agent in the TV show The Man from U.N.C.L.E. in 1964, he became an immediate Cold War heartthrob. His character worked alongside an American agent named Napoleon Solo to quietly maintain world order.
I am Ilya Kuryakin. Like my friend Napoleon, I go and I do whatever I am told to by our chief.
McCollum's fans included a young Terry Gross. She asked him later, in a 1992 Fresh Air interview, about how it felt to be a baby boomer love object.
Was that annoying to you or fun or what, to know that there were all these teenage girls like myself out there who had crushes on you?
Well, you don't actually think about it that much at the time. You do, of course.
Instead, McCollum said he thought about how far he had come from obscurity in England.
There I was, driving a 57 Chevy down Sunset Boulevard with the top down in the sunshine and going to MGM to work. So I was quite overawed.
McCollum was the son of a violinist for the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London. Originally, he planned to professionally pursue the oboe. A lifelong musician, he composed and recorded four albums and this song that was eventually sampled by Dr. Dre and used in the video game Grand Theft Auto 4. McCollum also played Judas in the 1965 Bible movie The Greatest Story Ever Told, and he kept popping up in TV shows ranging from Murder, She Wrote to Sex and the City. When he was 70, McCollum was cast in what would become one of the most popular criminal procedurals in history.
Let's not make a habit of lunching with serial killers.
Just get this guy into NCIS custody.
On NCIS, David McCollum played a quirky medical examiner who enjoyed chatting with the dead. He loved the role. Playing Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard, he said, was just as fun as playing Julius Caesar in Shakespeare in the Park. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.